The things some people say and get away with. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It never ceases to amaze me how certain people get away with mega lies. Like, for instance, the old Christianity isn't important to America lie, or Christian principles don't matter lie. Well, tell that to Daniel Webster, often called the father of American education, who said that the expressed purpose of schools was for the advancement of the Christian faith. Webster also believed that Christian principles are amongst the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. I think Mr. Webster was onto something, because an open, constitutionally limited society such as ours is based upon free people fully capable of exercising the rudiments of self-control, common decency, national unity, and morality. A morally decent population eliminates the need for an all-intrusive, overseeing dictatorial government that controls what you do, how you live, what is taught to the children, or what type of health care you have. If you enjoy the remaining freedoms you have and want to reestablish full liberty, justice, and freedom for all, then it behooves us to remember that the Founding Fathers were correct to warn us that America would fall if it lost its religious freedom. Elsewhere on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, while the fallout continues from the lies and other problems associated with Obamacare, I thought you might be interested to know that now that our nation's most striking enemies have seized control of Iraq, and thanks to the bumbling nature of President Obama's handling of the recent uprising in Egypt, America's stature has never been lower throughout the Middle East. So now, Obama has turned his focus toward further endangering the United States militarily. He is slated to try and secure another meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss a nuclear disarmament treaty. This is utter foolishness, to quote Putin on his opinion of such an idea, now that other nations like China are building up their militaries. It is not only foolish, but downright treasonous for President Obama to seek to reduce our military for any reason, because it would only make us more vulnerable to enemy aggression due to either real or perceived weakness. President Obama is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. His punitive presidency, in my opinion, represents a culmination of bad decisions Americans have made over the past several decades. Hopefully, his regime will serve as a huge wake-up call for Americans who for too long have been living far below their God-given potential. I'm Ron Edwards.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor
shall not be infringed.
From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Going into the second hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Coming from the desk, and if you've never read any of this guy's stuff, you need to. His name is Don Cates, K-A-T-E-S. And he did a study with a Canadian criminologist named Gary Mauser that was published, and it was called Would Banning Firearms Reduce Murder and Suicide? A Review of International Evidence. It was published in the Harvard Journal of Law and Public Policy, Volume 30, 2007. And this completely debunks the myths of European gun law being so much more strict than ours. In some cases, it's actually shocking the differences with what you can get away with in Europe and can't possibly do here. I want to give you some examples. The part of the truth behind European gun law is it is designed to stem political violence, not a political gun crime, not crime person on person, but people versus government, okay? But they are not generally more restrictive than ours on the whole. Only through complete and total ignorance of Europe explains any anti-gun claim that European gun laws are much more restrictive than ours, and that these laws cause Europe to have much less violent crime. When Cates was involved in arguing the Heller case, and they filed an amicus brief, and European professors were in on that, and they said that their various lands' laws were far less restrictive of gun ownership than Washington, D.C., and they actually allow more extensive gun use against crime than American law does. So here's a couple of examples of how extensive you can use a gun in Europe. Columbia, during the arguments of this, there was a German case that came to trial. It was in the 1920s. A German farmer was tried for shooting starving children who were stealing from his orchard. Now, under our law, which is based on what is deemed reasonable, the farmer was clearly guilty of murder. But he was exonerated by the German court because European law follows the thought of Immanuel Kant. There is right and there is wrong, and never need the right yield to the wrong. The farmer is in the right, and the starving children are in the wrong. So if the only way he stops their thefts is to shoot them, then shoot them he may. A later German statute overturned this, but in a way it sort of reinforced it. The statute only overrules the case if children are shot. But the farmer may shoot an adult if he is stealing his fruit. Don Cates posed a hypothetical situation. and it consists of a rapist attacks a woman but retreats when she draws a gun from her purse. The woman, frightened and outraged, shoots him anyway, which I can't imagine that not happening. Under our law, this is called imperfect self-defense. It is manslaughter if the rapist dies, assault with a deadly weapon if he does not. But under Austrian, Dutch, French, German, and Italian law, the result is entirely different. If she shot him from outrage, or say vigilantism, at his attack, the court can just acquit her. As far as buying and owning guns, European laws are generally as permissive as American. It's true you need a special permit to buy 9mm handguns in many European nations. What the ignorant gun prohibitionists don't understand is that this is a special control on military caliber weapons. Remember, I said this was against political violence. Similar controls ban military caliber rifles without special permission, but there is no restriction on other rifles or on handguns, 380, 38 Super, 9mm Ultra, and many more powerful handguns. Any of the Magnums, 40 caliber, 45, 45 Long Colt, 45 Casull, 454 Casull, 460 Smith & Wesson Magnum, 475 Lindbaugh, 480, and 500. Let's break them down by country now. In Italy, which I like Italy. I've been there once or twice. Training, not as a tourist. Unlike residents of New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, or California, law-abiding responsible Italians can buy any revolver or semi-auto they want. No permit is required, nor is there any waiting period. Though the handgun must be registered, buying it involves less fuss and red tape than Americans face, even in Texas. Austria. Austrians require permits for semi-automatic pistols, but not to buy a revolver. Moreover, law-abiding responsible adults have a specific legal right to a permit for a semi-automatic pistol for home defense. Austrian carry permits. Permits to carry are much more available to law-abiding Austrians than to Americans in New York, Massachusetts, or California. For the population of over 37 million, California has 50,000 carry permits. For its population of around 7 million, Austria has over 200,000 carry permits. France and Germany. In France and Germany, permits easily available to a responsible adult householders are required to possess a handgun of modern design. But if you're satisfied with a cowboy-type gun, which normally are very big calibers, France requires no permit at all to buy a newly manufactured revolver of pre-1895 design. Consistent with its focus on political crime, European law precludes stockpiling guns. You may not be able to own multiple guns in different calibers. You might be able to own multiple guns in different calibers, but not 10 or 20 in the same caliber. They're worried you're going paramilitary. There are no magazine-sized restrictions on semi-autos. Let's talk crime, and we're going to continue this after the break. Crime rates. 9 European nations have fewer than 5,000 guns per 100,000. 7 have more than 3 times as many guns per 100,000. The 9 nations' violent crime situation is disappointing. Shockingly contrary to the myth that restricting guns diminishes crime, their murder rates are 3 times higher than those of the 7 high gun ownership nations. Who'd have thought it? Norway has, going away, 32% of households in Norway have guns. They top it out at Western Europe, but they also have their lowest murder rate. Holland has the lowest gun ownership in Western Europe, 1.9%. Sweden lies midway between 15.1%. Yet the Dutch murder rate is half, again, higher than the Norwegian, and the Swedish rate is even higher yet, though only slightly. Greece has over twice the per capita gun ownership of the Czech Republic, yet gun murder is much lower in Greece. And the Greek murder rate with all weapons is also lower. Spain has 12 times more gun ownership than Poland. The latter has almost a third more gun murder, and its overall murder rate is almost twice Spain's. And then Finland. We talked about Finland, I guess, yesterday. Finland has 14 times more of the evil guns than its neighbor Estonia, yet Estonia's gun murder and overall murder rates are about 7 times higher than Finland's. We'll continue this when we get back. It's not the way they say it is. When they come at you with this, you can just look at them and say, nope, ain't true. We'll be right back. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter's Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter's Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter's Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
That's why I see him in my shine.
And welcome back. That's why I see him in my shine. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I'm debunking the myths, thanks to a study between Gary Mauser and Don Cates about Europe and their non-existent guns. They have quite a few, actually. At last tally, the nations of Western Europe and Scandinavia, whose gun laws are often less restrictive than here in the United States, where we have the affirmed inalienable rights, you know, politicians getting away, they turn out to have very low murder rates. But now let's look at the nations that ban guns. And let's start with Russia. Russia banned handguns in 1929 and also strictly controls long guns. Its murder rates and those of gun-banning former Soviet possessions and satellites in Europe are much higher than American in the U.S. nationwide. Fewer than 5 murders per 100,000. That's actually about 4.3, I think. Russia, more than 20 per 100,000. Read that to mean 4 times as much. Okay? If your only concern is eliminating gun murder, okay, to a certain degree, Russia has virtually done that, despite 4 times as many murders. And like I said, you don't get to seize the moral high ground if you're not murdered with a gun. Being murdered in a violent crime, and I'll even go way out here on the limb, if I have to be murdered in a violent crime, I don't want to be beaten to death or burned or chopped into dog meat. I hate to put it that way. The Russian experience proves what it proves is that outlawing handguns does nothing to prevent murder. Their handgun ban also succeeded largely because Russians are too poor to afford them. Russia also has a unique policy. Its choice for military and police guns and ammunition. They choose something that's very unique, so if a Russian soldier tries to smuggle a foreign gun home, he can't find ammo for it there. That's where all these weird commie calibers come from. Let's go to everybody's favorite, Piers Morgan's favorite, England. All the legal handguns were confiscated in 1997. Its murder rate is the highest in Western Europe, and English violent crime overall is much higher than in the U.S. England annually has over 45,000 violent crimes per 100,000 population, while the U.S. has 33,600. For robberies, the English rate is 2,000 per 100,000 compared to 600 for the U.S. The English rate for rape is 6,100 per 100,000, which is nearly 3 times higher than the U.S. rate. In the late 1990s, the handguns were confiscated. Of course, these were only confiscated from the law-abiding that were nice enough to turn them in. Yet today, English news, their media headlines violent crime in the kind of doleful, melodramatic report that is very indifferent. It sounds like they're watching CNN and MSNBC. The 2002 report of England's National Crime Intelligence Service lamented that though England, Britain has some of the toughest gun laws in the world, it appears to anyone who wishes to obtain a firearm illegally that they're not going to have very much difficulty to do that. There was a 2002 Harvard University Press piece published by Professor Joyce Lee Malcolm, Guns and Violence, the English Experience, which summarizes the failure of English gun banning. In 1900, England had no gun control and a violence rate among the lowest in the world. After a century of even more gun restriction, areas in England, America, and Switzerland have the highest rates of gun ownership, were in fact those with the lowest rates of violence. It's not true. Everything they tell you is not true. And there was a letter by the way, you can probably find this at CalGuns, calgunlaws.com as well. There was a letter published in response to this article when it came out originally. And it comes from a guy named Barry Lee, who apparently is a citizen of the UK. And he states, as a citizen of the UK, I think that the laws on handguns stink. It's the scumbags and criminals that have the guns, but if you try to defend yourself in this country, you're far more likely to be prosecuted than the perp. It seems that the authorities would rather have you become a victim. We have a softly, softly approach in the courts, which are manned by left-wing liberal judges who have no idea what life is like on the street, nor do they seem to care as they never come into contact with the rubbish that's out there. It's never been true, guys. It has never been true. Ever. I've been giving a lot of props to New York and the people of New York. And Cuomo, he's got a little, you know, he's got his issues. Well, let me tell you about something that I would never do. And I can't think of a single guy that carries a gun would ever do. And yet this guy did it. His name is Jerome M. Hauer. He is Cuomo's director of Homeland Security. He was doing a presentation. And he took out his handgun and he used the laser sighting device attached to the barrel as a laser pointer in a presentation to a foreign delegation. This happened October 24th in Albany at the highly secure State Emergency Operations Center below State Police Headquarters. Those officials, one of whom claimed to be an eyewitness, said that three Swedish emergency managers in the delegation were rattled when the gun's laser tracked across one of their heads before Hauer found the map of New York at which he wanted to point. Hauer, commissioner of the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, was disabled by a stroke a few years ago and can be unsteady. He isn't a law enforcement official. He carries that loaded 9mm Glock in a holster into state buildings, an apparent violation of state law barring state employees from bringing weapons to the workplace. This was all concerning the state's response to Superstorm Sandy. So, dude draws his gun and uses it as a laser pointer. And sweeps his muzzle across other people. And this guy apparently hasn't got full motor function due to his stroke. And he gets to carry a gun anywhere he wants to. In New York City. Where they're going to start databases for the rest of you. And yet at Cuomo, I'm sure Cuomo knows this guy carries a gun. He knows he carries it everywhere. And I'm sure they've heard about this by now. Where's Cuomo on this? This guy sounds a little, if not mentally, then physically unstable. I mean, we need to look at that too. If you can't maintain physical control over a gun, my God, do you need to have one in New York or anywhere? We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important function and features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Magpul is finally moving. They took their time about doing it, which, you know, completely within their rights to take their time to do it. They're going to move out. And they're going to split up. They're going to do their production and manufacturing in Wyoming. And they're going to have their headquarters in Texas. This is going to pull $85 million out of Colorado. It's going to pull 200 full-time jobs and 400 garnered supply chain jobs out of Colorado. So a net loss of 600 jobs. Which then you have salaries, which also pays taxes into the state as well, and that's another hit. So, coming, and Magpul said we're going to do this. And prior to these laws being passed, which were pushed by the federal government, Colorado, that's where you got that from. This was not because Hickenlooper and Morse are such upstanding bastions of conviction. It had to do with them wanting to appease D.C. They told the state. They said, if you do this, it's unenforceable if you do this. It's stupid if you do this. And if you do this, we're moving. Well, they didn't care. And they went ahead and did it anyway. Now that this has happened, now that this announcement has been made, well, let's go back. In 2013, MAGPOL was considering expanding in Colorado, and now they're moving. They're going to maintain a very small presence in Colorado so as not to contribute to the economy, while at the same time being there to fight the law, the laws that were passed. They're going to move 92% of their operation out of the state. So far, no Democratic lawmakers, including Hickenlooper, have commented publicly on their decision to leave Colorado, although several Democrats have said job growth is their top priority for 2014. House Speaker Mark Ferrandino said in a press briefing this past Friday that he would not support a Republican-led effort to repeal the magazine law, adding he did not want to rehash the same fights we had last year. It's old news. Let's move on. Senate Minority Leader Bill Cadman noted Friday that the three gun control bills approved and signed in March were passed by the state legislature with no Republican votes. Democrats got what they wished for yesterday when MAGPOL Industries announced it would be leaving Colorado, said Cadman in a statement. It's unfortunate that Democrats willingly chase a quality business like MAGPOL Industries out of Colorado for no reason other than petty politics. It's even more unfortunate for the over 200 Coloradans who will be losing their jobs and falling behind on their bills as a direct result of irresponsible legislation from Democrats in Denver. Now, people like former Representative Tom Tancredo are lining up to become the next governor of Colorado, and he runs as a Republican. Tancredo said in a statement, "This announcement is a stark reminder of the damage that this governor has done and continues to do to Colorado. He gladly signed anti-gun legislation with full knowledge that his actions would alienate and demonize law-abiding citizens and job-creating businesses such as MAGPOL." One thing about the gun industry, okay, the gun industry is looked upon so in it, you know, the banking world is somewhat politically correct. And I've never been in the accounting offices of any gun manufacturers, but I would have to guess they almost totally operate on cash. Possibly some of the really big ones may use commercial paper, which is like a short-term, two-week, month-long loan, where they use that money to finance their day-to-day. But almost certainly, I don't have a sponsor that does that. They all operate and pay their bills the same way you do, just on a bigger scale. And when you drive somebody like a MAGPOL out of your state, which, if you're operating on cash and you're prospering, that's strength in business. I mean, that's very strong to operate and do everything and have no bills at the same time. That's an industry that is just going to continue to grow, like the gun industry at large. And they drove them out. And a bunch of high-paying jobs along with it. Coloradoans, stay in the fight. You've done great work so far. You got to do a little bit more, I suspect. Coming out of Las Vegas, this comes from... I saw this and I just had to talk about it. Force-on-force training is very big, and there's several ways you can do force-on-force training. The painless way is to do a variation of laser tag. CERT, for example, CERT training is laser tag. And with this, you're trying to get a gun that functions and feels like a real gun, and instead of firing burrets or any sort of projectile, you're firing light. And that's where the painless ends at that point. Anything beyond that is going to have pain. Paintball, a lot of people like paintball because, I don't know why, because the guns don't resemble anything like a real gun. I'm sure it's very good exercise. Paintballs, when they hit you, they hurt. Oh, do they? Likewise, airsoft, while the guns function like real guns do, in some cases if you spend a little bit of money on them, you lose realism at anything other than moderate distance. But it sure is a whole lot of fun of those guys that train. Boy, they are serious. They are, and they can move. Boy, they can move. I'll have to tell you about the Ghost team one day. If you guys are listening out there, Nathan and Ghost and all of you guys out there, I'm talking about you. I'll have to tell you about the Ghost team one day. And then there's simmunition. Now, simmunition comes closest to actually mimicking what a real gun does. And it also hurts like the blazes. And in Las Vegas, there's about to be a bar open up where you can go in there and have a shootout. You would be wearing ballistics grade head and body armor, carrying dinner plate size forearm shields and modified police issued 9mm Glocks. You'll be standing at opposite ends of a 30 by 80 foot or 8 foot steel cage, fully enclosed UFC style, in the middle of what used to be a couple of stage side tabletops at Whiskey Dick's on 2750 East Craig Road. This is where the new sport that they're going to call Tactical Fast Draw, is going to make its January 31st debut. You get 2 points for a headshot and 1 point for anything to the body. You can score a maximum of 12 points, but there's no time limit, so it's almost like a boxing match with bullets. They're going to start something called the American Gunfighter Association. I'm sort of wondering. I'm of two minds about this. This sounds like it could be fun to a degree. Dare I say it? But at the same time, I'm just wondering how good this is for the gun community at large. And I'm also wondering about the possible false sense of security you might get in there. If you're shooting at each other thinking, well, I'm not going to die. No indication on if there's any face shield. Because you get more points for a headshot, right? This is the brainchild of a gentleman named Nephi Oliva. And he's going to start the American Gunfighter Association. I'm sure the best way to learn how to handle a gun is to have a shootout in a Las Vegas bar. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063.
buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Welcome back. As we get ready to go into the next hour, coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Chuck Porter. He is the principal and owner of SheepdogsInc.com. He is a former Marine and former law enforcement, and now he carries a gun as a civilian. So he has a rather unique perspective on certain people. And we're going to talk about Jean Assam, you know, the female that stopped the church shooter in what most certainly would have been a spree shooting. Her action was superb. What she thinks of you, not so much. And that's what we're going to talk about. Right now, though, President Obama likes to say AK-47. It's a weapon of war. Weapons of war have no place on the street. They you don't need an AK-47. It's a weapon of war. The other day, in Florida, I believe it's in Davie, Florida, three home invaders popped into a door and started pistol whipping the resident of the house. They thought they were in control of this situation, of course, as you would think they would be. Somehow, despite the pistol whipping, the homeowner got his hands on an AK-47. Two of them ran away. The third is dead. Coming out of the paper, three armed men entered the apartment and pistol whipped the resident inside. He then confronted the suspects. He had possession of an AK-47, and after he received this beating, he was able to get possession and control of that and started shooting at these suspects as they were fleeing. That is really the proper response when you see one of those brought up on you. Run. Police have the identities of the two men who are on the run, and they and the dead home invader were known by the homeowner. Charges have not been filed. Note that I say have not, not are not. There's a big difference. Charges have not been filed against the homeowner, and he is said to be cooperating with authorities after suffering significant injuries. Yeah, handguns are heavy. Being slapped around in the head by a handgun has got to be painful. Typically, people who fire on suspects within the home after being severely beaten are not charged. Even if the suspects are in process of escaping, the odds of getting a conviction in a jury trial in such cases is usually quite slim. Now, I was completely unaware of this incident when I found it yesterday, and this is really quite distressing to think about this. There was a kid named Keith Vidal in North Carolina, Southport, North Carolina. 90 pounds. Young Mr. Vidal's family called the police because young Mr. Vidal was schizophrenic and he was in the middle of an incident or a occurrence, and he had a small screwdriver in his hand. Two officers showed up and tried to get control of the situation. The whole crime this kid did was have a schizophrenic fit, pick up a screwdriver, and refuse to put it down. No indication yet as to whether or not. I'm sure they would say, well, he was threatening. After the two responding officers tased him and calmed him down, a third officer walked into the room and shot this 90-pound teenager, 5'3", 90-pound teenager in the chest. Now, coming from WECT, here is a more specific report that I will give you verbatim. This is coming from, I think, the guy's grandfather, whose last name is Wilsey. He said his family called the police to help after his schizophrenic son, Keith Vidal, who had a small screwdriver in his hand. Officers used a taser on Vidal and then shot him, according to Wilsey. He said officers came into their home after they were called for backup when Vidal was having a schizophrenic incident. He said officers had his son down on the ground after the teen was tased a few times, and the officer said, "We don't have time for this." That's when Wilsey says the officer shot in between the officers holding the teen down, killing his son. A little more in-depth report coming from CNN's iReport is that two officers responded to the scene and started negotiating with Vidal. After about 10 minutes, the situation started diffusing itself when he became more rational. At that moment, an officer from another town entered the residence and instructed the officers to stop talking and tase him. As young Mr. Vidal tried to flee into the bathroom adjacent to where he was standing, the two officers simultaneously shot him with their tasers. He collapsed backwards on the floor, and the two officers jumped on top of him to restrain him. As his father tried to step in and grab the screwdriver, the Southport police officer that had instructed the other officers to use their tasers moved between the father and the pile of people on the floor and said, "We don't have time for this," and shot Vidal once in the chest as the other two officers held him on the floor. Vidal's father then grabbed the officer as he was lining himself up for another shot. Shows a picture of him hugging Gumby. The North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation has launched an investigation into his killing. That officer, and you've got three reports coming from three different sources saying the same thing. That officer executed a kid. Plain and simple. There is no need to shoot a teenager, a schizophrenic teenager, who is restrained and you have control of him. There is no need to shoot anyone that you have restrained and you have control of. And this officer, this tough guy with a gun and a badge, at the very least, needs to be put away as long as he can be put away. And if you're in North Carolina listening to this, and if you're in Southport, you're listening to this, this is an outrage. These are the only ones that they say should have guns. The family called the police, I would imagine, to try to get control of this young man so he didn't hurt himself or anybody else. And what they get is they get a dead kid, a dead child, a dead son, whose only crime was to have schizophrenia. The law enforcement does a very thankless job, but not everybody in law enforcement has your best interests at heart. And a guy like this one that shows up and escalates the situation after apparently they were calming him down without laying a hand on him, then they go to the tasers, and then that still hasn't, I guess he wasn't docile enough, and then they shoot him. We don't have time for this. Sure you do, you monster. That's what you get paid to be. You get paid to have the time for this. Where were you having to go? Did you have a date? Was it time for the shift change? What possible rationale is there concerning this incident? I'm going to try to call WECT today and see if I can get some more information on it. This is outrageous. But in the meantime, right now, coming up, we're going to flip into the third hour. Coming up, Chuck Porter from Sheepdogs, Inc., and we're going to have a little chat about Jean Assam and her attitude towards you. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.